to Comic Talk Today for Wednesday, September 12, 2018. And it is finally here. DC Universe has kind of come out. And when I say kind of, I mean I've had no issues whatsoever on the website. You can go to DCUniverse.com and watch all the content. You can read all the comics. You can do whatever other stuff is in there. It works perfectly fine. However, on the phone side of things, I haven't been having that much luck. Now, I will say, I do like the way that the phone app is laid out a little bit more than the website. Maybe because it's more compact, I'm not sure. But I do like it a little bit better. However, I cannot, for the life of me, get any videos to play on the phone. Cannot get any videos to play. And that's a shame, because I really wanted to try it. If you have a Chromecast device, which I do, you can actually cast your phone screen from the app onto your TV. So I wanted to watch, for example, The Death of Superman in full HD on my giant TV. However, that's not going to quite work out because it's just not working. I get an error whenever the videos start to load. Fortunately, the videos do work just fine on the website. It is a little slow, but I think that's to be expected, I think, on a launch day. And yeah, I'm going to give you a little quick run through and I'll do some thoughts as well. I'm going to say this too. I had issues signing into the website itself. So I originally used one of my Gmail accounts, which I was using for the DC All Access app, and you were able to sign in with that account. However, when I try to actually become a paying customer, it does not work. Does not work. It gives me an error message that it can't tie something. And I looked at the back-end stuff on the console. All that stuff is boring for anybody watching this or listening to it. But it's not working. So I had to use a different email address and just start from scratch, and that worked out just fine. So just a thought here, if you're trying to migrate your old DC All Access account into the new DC Universe service, it may or may not work. All right, so let's take a look here. So if you're on the audio version, by the way, I apologize. I do recommend you watch the video of this. This is the first video I think I've done for this podcast, like actual video, even though I've put videos on YouTube before. But anyways, I'll go through this. I think the layout of the site is actually pretty good. So you've got on the top, you're separated by movies and TVs, comic books, community, news, encyclopedia, and shop. I'm not going to talk about any of these other things except maybe encyclopedia. I think that's actually pretty cool. But it's pretty straightforward. It looks like a website. Surprise, surprise. There's a trending movies and TV section, which I'm curious to know how they're figuring these out. I mean, Young Justice, I would assume, would be on the top because people love that show. But things like Birds of Prey, I don't know, man. I don't know. It lasted one season because nobody liked it. So I don't know. Maybe people want to check it out because everyone forgot about it. I think this was what network was that on? Was that on UPN? I think so. I watched the show. I enjoyed it. It wasn't good, but I enjoyed it. Then if you go further down, you've got a trending comic section. And, of course, you can see more of that. This I do like. Essential Batman storylines. So there's a lot of focus on Batman. And, you know, they've talked about how they're going to be curating things and moving them, you know, based on what they're trying to promote at the time. I do like this essentials section here. It's pretty straightforward, and it's got good stuff on here. So Dark Knight Returns. You can read Batman Year One, Under the Hood, and A Death in the Family. Of course, I recommend reading all of those, not necessarily in that order. I actually started rereading Dark Knight Returns. We're going to get to the comics here in a few. But I do like this essential section. I also like the essential Batman characters. So, matter of fact, let's get to know this. Let's go, let's do a get to know Dick Grayson. And when you pull this up, it's actually going to give you any videos that are available on the website that relate to the character. So you see here, there's a few different videos from like the old Batman 60 or the Batman cartoon. There's some from the Young Justice, and I'm not sure what this one is. That might be Teen Titans, but really cool. I like the fact that you can do that, and of course they've curated a set of books that you can look through here. So you've got Nightwing 1, Nightwing 2, Nightwing 3. Pretty straightforward, right? It gives you kind of an origin of who the character is. And these are from New 52. You also got New Teen Titans from 1980, number one, and then New Teen Titans from 1984, number one and two, and three and four and five and six. So not a huge list on those, but I think if you want to know who the hell Nightwing is, number one, shame on you because you should know these things. But number two, it's pretty easy to get to. So I do enjoy that. I like that DC went that route. And you can do that for quite a few characters. So right now the spotlights are on Batman, Catwoman, and Nightwing. And that makes sense with the focus on the Bat characters. There's also a get-to-know-Joker and a get-to-know-Harley. And I'm curious, let's look at the Harley section. Okay, see, that's cool. So you've got this one actually has movies involved as well. So you got Batman Assault on Arkham, Batman Ninja, and then Justice League Gods and Monsters. You've got some episodes of the Batman animated series on here. And then you've got a few books. Batman Adventures 12, which I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is the first appearance in a comic book of Harley Quinn. Then you've got Harley Quinn books from New 52 and from Rebirth. So very cool. I like the fact that they're doing this. And the layout's actually pretty good. So recommend you check that out. All right. If you scroll past to the bottom, you'll see a discussion because, you know, it's 1990 and we need forums apparently. But I guess people still like this kind of stuff. And then at the bottom, you've got a news section. Let's look over – I'm going to start with the encyclopedia section first because that's the one that I want to do the quickest. And I do like this. You've got a breakdown of Batman characters. You've got Batman villains, Batman allies. And then you can, of course, go into all – and then when you go into all, you've got a much larger encyclopedia of characters. I'm curious on some of these more obscure ones, why they would be on here. Let's take a look at, for example, Captain Carrot. And, yeah, see, so all you get is a history section, which I think is pretty cool. And then in the related content tab, all you have is a discussion section because Captain Carrot has never been in any DC TV comic book or TV show. And shame on DC! They should put Captain Carrot in every single one. Overall, I do like the original impression of the layout. It is still pretty sparse, but pretty good, I would say. If I go on over to the movie section, you see that Death of Superman is kind of prominent up on top. I believe it's the newest film to come out, so of course that makes sense. You've got a Super Friends, which, oh my god, I cannot wait to see this. It's definitely going to be on my list. Gotham by Gaslight, the Woman series, Wonder Woman series from 85, and of course, Batman the Animated Series. And supposedly this was supposed to be in HD. I started watching the animated series, and it does not appear to be in HD. So I don't know if that's coming later or what the situation is right now, but I have seen videos of the HD release, and it doesn't look like what I see here. But who knows? And then if you scroll down further, you have a movie section as well. So you've got Superman 1 and 2, Wonder Woman, and an animated Wonder Woman, by the way, not the the recent film. And then some animated movies. You've got different animated series. You've got live-action series, including Constantine. So that's cool. The show may be canceled, but at least you can watch it here. The Avengers Superboy. God, I've never seen that. I'm going to have to watch that. Birds of Prey again, Lois and Clark, Flash, etc. And this is Flash from the 1990 Flash, not the CW stuff. So as you may remember from when I talked about this, I don't even know how long ago that was, but not too long ago. I talked about how the CW stuff will not be in the service. From my understanding, it will be at some point, but you'll have to purchase it separately from anything else. I wonder how long that's going to last. So I know that, for example, the CW has a deal with Netflix, and I think for now that may be a more lucrative deal than actually having it on this DC Universe service, and that makes sense. So if you want to get them, you can purchase them, but right now you cannot. I do like these specials. Some of them I have not seen, so these are among the top of my list right now. There's a Look Up in the Sky, The Amazing Story of Superman, Batman Unmasked, The Psychology of the Dark Knight, Secret Origin, The Story of DC, The Science of Superman, Legends of the Superheroes, Batman Tech, and then you've got some shorts as well, DC Nation shorts. So it looks pretty good. Let's pick one of these. You know what? I guess since I talked about it, I'm going to pick the Batman the Animated Series. Oh, I guess I should probably log in because I'm not logged in. That's fine. Here's my email address in case everyone wants it. It's not going to do any good, so. All right, so let's go. I've already started this one, so let's go ahead and do it. And I'm only going to play for a few seconds because I want to be taken down from YouTube. Now you can see what the layout looks like. Pretty straightforward. You got a division here by seasons. You can pick different seasons, different episodes. I think the layout's good. The layout's good. I'm surprised that there's not everything in here yet, but I think this will look pretty nice. Now again, if you have a Chromecast-enabled device, you could stream this to your TV, or I guess some TVs will be getting this DC Universe app. But I think it looks pretty good. Like I said, I like the layout. Let's talk about the comic section, because I think this one's pretty interesting. And one that I haven't played a whole lot with, but it looks pretty good. So I'll start off at the top. You've got stuff that kind of they're pushing right now. So you've got the original Batman series, Batman Beyond, things like that. You've got stuff that you've already started reading will show up immediately below that. And then you've got a trending comic section. Again, these are curated, so these will have to do with whatever TV shows are coming out. So Teen Titans is coming out in October. So, of course, a lot of the stuff on here is Teen Titans related. You've got Doom Patrol because, of course, they're going to be in the Teen Titans show and they're getting their own show. You got Nightwing, Young Justice, Batwoman. You got Swamp Thing. Oh, man. So there was some news after yesterday's episode that came out that they're doing a hard R on the Swamp Thing series, and that has me really, really excited. They're really going after the Dark Alan Moore stuff, and I can't wait. I hope they do that correctly. Right below that, you got a new to DC section. So most of these will be like number one issues from all the various characters. I think that's a pretty good option. I'm surprised they didn't put the Batman Rebirth on the front page because that is the current run. But it does have Scott Snyder stuff on here. You've got some story arcs as well, which you can read in trade in the comic book service. Batman Year One, Year Two. You got some Joker stuff. Maybe they just know I love Batman. Maybe this is tailored exclusively to me. Let's browse all the comics and see what we got on here. So as you can see, maybe not the largest list that I've seen, but, you know, still pretty good. There's probably a few hundred comics in here that you can read. Like I said, there's still some issues with the website where some things don't quite load properly, but I do like the look of this, and it is pretty easy to browse through. Let's just pick one of these. Man, I haven't read Batman Legends of the Dark Knight in forever, so let's do that. And again, you can, once you get to the page, you can go to each individual issue and whatever they have available, you can pick up. We'll just start with issue one with that fantastic Man-Bat cover. If we read the issue, it'll take a second to load up, but it actually looks pretty good. So if you're reading on a computer, which I am right now, some of this thing may seem a little distorted, but it looks great. You can do a full page view. And then just like in Comixology, if you double click on a panel, you go into a guided view and it'll actually take you and do a guided view just like you're used to in Comixology. Now, I'm very curious to know if they enlisted the help of the Comixology folks to do this, because it was my understanding that guided view is something that's a technology that's owned by Amazon, by Comixology, and that's why nobody else does it. But I don't know. Conversion by Wildstorm. That seems a little odd. Is this a pirated copy, DC? What's happening here? That's interesting. So anyways, you can see on here, it takes you pretty much panel by panel. What I don't think it does, and I wish it did, and there may be an option to select this, is once you get to the end of a page, what I like to do in Guided View is go through it, because at the end, you get to see the entire page. In the DC Universe service, you actually don't get that. All it actually shows you is the panel by panel once you go into panel view, into guided view. I think that's kind of a mistake, and I hope they correct that, but pretty good. The one issue that I'm having is you can't actually like save these to like themes, which I kind of would like. You need to automatically generate your own lists, and you can't subscribe to any of these either. Which I know maybe it's not that big a deal because they're not new comics, they're old comics, but I would like to see a subscription option added to here. You can, of course, just add to favorites, or you can create a new list. So I'll probably just go ahead and create a list of stuff, like a to-read list, maybe an event list, things like that. I think that'll work pretty well. But overall, I think it's pretty good. The community section will have comments on whatever books you're reading. I don't know what the big deal is about that. I hope they're not trying to go really hard on the social aspects of this thing, because really what I'm in here for is the comics and the shows. It actually works pretty well too on older stuff, so I'm going to pull up here Detective Comics 27 and let's read the issue. And the quality on the scans is actually pretty good. So if you've never read some of these Golden Age books from Batman, then I recommend you do. I think they look great. They've done a really good job at cleaning up the originals, and man, I'm going to have to dive back into some of these as well. But same thing, you also get some other books in the series. You can view the entire series and you know, you get creative team and all that stuff. So overall, pretty good as well. I like that. Going back to the movies, I guess I should show that in the video. There's a bit on here, but not everything is on here. So just a friendly reminder. For example, I'm looking at the movie section here. There are about 20 movies in the movie section. So you got Superman 1 and 2, the animated Wonder Woman, Superman Shazam, Green Lantern First Flight, Batman Mask of the Phantasm, Superman 3, Superman 4, Batman Gotham by Gaslight, Batman Mystery of the Batwoman, Son of Batman, Batman Robin, Batman Bad Blood, Justice League War, Throne of Atlantis, Teen Titans, Superman Doomsday, Death of Superman, Batman Under Red Hood, and Batman and Dark Knight Part 1. The interesting is, like I said, there may be some issues still, because both Part 1 and 2 of Batman the Dark Knight Returns, the animated show, or animated movies, are on this website, but if you go to the movie section, you'll only see Part 1. I don't know why that is. That seems like a mistake. And one other thing that I'd like to see is some more, some better navigation, like a back and forward button, which I haven't seen on any of these pages right now, but that's okay. If I go into the animated series section, let's take a look at that. You see there's a few on here. Batman Beyond, Justice League, Batman Animated Series, Superman the Animated Series, Young Justice, Static Shock, which I'm going to be rewatching that, Justice League Unlimited, Superman Max Fleischer cartoons, I'm also going to be watching those, Brave and the Bold, Teen Titans, Super Friends, and Legion of Superheroes. I think that's a pretty good selection as well for right now. And I don't think it includes every single season, but it includes most of the seasons for all these shows. If you go into the series section, it's also pretty slim right now, and this is where all the new stuff is going to go. All the DC exclusive shows will go. So Constantine, Adventures of Superboy, Birds of Prey, Lois and Clark, the 1990 Flash, the 1975 Wonder Woman, Adventures of Superman, The Human Target, which, God, I forgot about that. I'm going to have to rewatch that for sure. And the Superman serials. Now, the Superman serials are fantastic, so I recommend you put those on your list, and they're really good. They're in black and white, sure, but you know what? They're great. They're great. I wish they would put the Batman serials on here as well. I think those were a little bit earlier, so it might be tougher. And again, same thing, you can add these to lists. I wish you could just do like a watch list where you didn't need to do any of this stuff. And then, you know, once you start playing one, it'll go directly into the next one in the series. I think that'd be awesome. There's still a lot that they could do with this website, but so far so good. On the special section, again, there's not very many. I talked about all of them. There's also the Spirit on here. I don't think I've seen this ever. I could be wrong, but, I'm going to have to watch this one as well. Now, that's pretty much it in terms of the movies and TVs. Like I said, it's the first day that this is being out. This came out, I want to say, like 6 hours ago. So I haven't played a whole around a whole lot with it. I think for right now at $7.99, even that might be pushing it. If you haven't seen this content in quite a while, if there's content on here that you haven't seen, I mean, it's definitely cheaper to pay the $7.99. And you do get a free month trial, by the way. So by all means, go ahead and sign up before anything. You do have to give them your credit card information for the free trial, which I don't like, but it's fine. You know, go ahead and do it and make up your mind on your own. And I know some of you listening to this already paid for the full year, so you're getting, I guess, 3 additional months. And I think that's fine. I think at the $79, which you can still sign up for, it's still a good deal. It's probably a better deal, actually, because you're spending even less. And by then, you'll have a ton of the new shows and content that's coming out. I do feel like I'm not sure if I'm going to continue with the service, because really what I'm here for is the comic books. I own, from what I've seen on here, about 98% of the video content that's available here. Well, maybe a little lower than that, because there's some old stuff that I don't own, but we'll just say 90% of it, right? So I own all the movies. In fact, all the Justice League movies are still available on Hulu, which I already paid for. So, and they have a bigger selection there than they do in the DC Universe service. The comic book section, while I do like it, I have yet to find a comic in this comic book section that I don't own, aside from the 87 Doom Patrol series, of which I own zero. I have read it, but I own zero of it. So I'm still unsure about that yet. I'm going to be playing around with this a little bit more and see if it's worth it for me. You know, part of it, will be worth it, right? Because then I don't need to pull these books out of a long box and sit down and read them. But the experience on my phone isn't great, right? So this would lend itself more to a tablet. And yes, when I usually read my comics and Comixology, I do it on the computer because I like the giant screen. It does, you know, mute the panels a little bit, but it works pretty well for the most part on most comics. Right now, all I have this on, and I haven't put it on my tablet. I might try it and see if I like it. But on the phone, it's not a very good experience in order to read comics. The panels are just too small. For video, it might be okay. But like I said, I don't feel like there's enough video content in here yet to make me want to stick around. So my final verdict is I'm gonna wait out my trial. I'm gonna use this as much as possible over the next couple of weeks. I'm gonna play around with it, see how they change the service from week to week. If they're gonna fix some of the issues that I have, for example, the lack of navigation buttons to get around the website. But overall, I think it looks really good, and it's a great first start to this thing. I think there may be enough content for some folks. If you're a hardcore, heavy DC reader, this may not have enough in there for you yet. I'm just going to give you that heads up. In particular, if you own all the animated shows and the animated movies and the live action stuff, there's just, I'm not sure there's enough in there yet. But some of the stuff you can't get anywhere, right? So it may be worth for you to do it for a month or so, just so you can consume that content. And by then, maybe you just forget to renew and, they'll charge you anyway. That's going to be it. So this video is going to be available on YouTube. So if you're watching or if you're listening to the podcast episode, then head on over and check out the video. It's probably the best thing to do so you can actually see me browse through the website. If you are watching on YouTube, then thanks for watching on YouTube, whatever that entails. You can hit like and subscribe. I don't know. Is that what the kids say? Of course, if you want to get in touch with me, the best place to do so is on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Geekvine. You can email nerdylegion@gmail.com. Don't forget, Saturday, we'll have a new podcast. The Bat Pod is premiering on Saturday. It's a Batman-only podcast with friend of the show, Bill Beer. So head on over to Nerd Legion and look out for that. I believe it's going to be available at nerdlegion.com/podcast/batpod. I should know that because I set it up. And, of course, it'll be on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, and all that stuff. Probably by the end of the weekend or early next week because it takes them a day or two to approve once it's an episode out. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you tomorrow.